you could get the regular little chips, and then start it, build the chips up underneath, and then get your ordinary pine lumber or cypress or whatever lumber you might have to do it with.
Okay. Do you know what the thing that the smoke goes up? What do you call it?
Chimney.
Okay. If it was on, like the ones over here on this, now you have a power plant on the harbor. Is that gas or? So I was over by the turtle thing today. What, you know that tall? Is that part of the Navy installation?
That's oil. They ain't burning oil in there.
Oh, well, what do you call those two tall things there?
That's smokestacks.
Okay, so there you have a distinction between the two. I mean, a very tall one like that would be a smokestack.
Well, there's two of them. One's taller than the other. They call them those smokestacks.
Okay.
That's what we call them.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going after.
Yeah.
And, again, talking about a fireplace, the ledge above a fireplace, you know what they call that? Where they put
mantle.
And do you know what those metal things inside of it that they lay the logs on?
I'm trying to say anirons, but I don't know whether that's correct or not.
The black stuff that forms inside the chimney.
Soot.
Okay. And how about after you burn all the wood, you've got what left? The stuff that lays underneath the anirons. After it's all burned away, you have to clean it out.
Ashes.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to get those out of the way since we started talking about fireplaces. Now, that'll give you an idea basically how most of this goes. The house that you grew up in, I'd kind of like to, on the back of this information sheet, I'm going to try to do like a brief, very brief sketch of kind of like a floor plan thing. And was it this house?
No.
Okay. Was it like square shaped?
It was a wooden structure, one and a half stories.
Okay. Was it like typical of the houses around here? Was it?
Well, it's one of those pegged houses, wooden pegged houses. The Bahamians, people from Bahama came over, the carpenters came over. Instead of using nails, they used quite a few of them used wooden pegs. But they called them mortised. They stick it down inside and then drill a hole and peg it with wood.
Would they use the same kind of wood to peg it?
Yeah.
Or, I've heard of some people using, a different kind of wood to peg because it'll shrink differently, or, you know.
As far as I know, they use the same type of wood.
Yeah. Were they strong?
Well, the one that I lived in, my brother's living in now, and it's about, I'm 59, and my grandfather lived there for about 20, I'd say it's about 80 years old and 90 years old.
It went through 26 and 35 and...
Oh, yes.
It was hurting.
Oh, yeah. This is 50, about 55, this is nearly 60 years, this one here. I guess my grandfather's must be somewhere between 80 and 90, I don't know.
When was the last big storm you had here?
46, I believe.
Did Donna get you bath here?
Water. Most of the damage was water.
Yeah, I was in the States. I was in Leesburg when Donna came through. And I remember the same thing that came through Key West. But I don't know if the eye came through here or not.
Well, it's all according to the directions they come from and how the situation is, how the structure, of the house is what makes a big difference.
Okay. Now you said the house was one and a half stories. I'm gonna.
Well, in other words, it's a story like this, floor plan, and then you had a hip roof going up like mine is, but you could go upstairs and sleep in it.
Oh, okay.